Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. And if you are a first-time listener, we are so excited that you have found us, and we hope that you will continue to join us on this journey. So, you know, we thought we'd talk a little bit about worry.
Worrying.
That's a big issue. And, you know, for those of you that have participated or that have been a part of our DNA, our online program, it's our DNA Digestive Health online program. One of the parts of the program, the D stands for detox and digestive restoration. The N is nutrition and necessary hydration. And the A is activating mind, body, and soul. Yes. So that's a very important part of our program. And, you know, we really focus a lot in that section on the spiritual side. That's like the touchy-feely side of our program.
Right.
And so, you know, we don't really spend a lot of time talking about these topics on our podcast.
Yes.
And so we're going to start and we're going to talk about worry today because everybody worries about something. You know, every day you wake up and there's something to worry about, you know, something with our children, mm-hmm. Some issue with, you know, maybe some strain or problem in our marriage mm-hmm. or in our relationships.
Or at work,
you know, financial issues.
Or now with the election.
I know
a lot of people that we've talked to, at least half the country,
right?
The other half of the country are worried
exactly
right, about the future. So it's there's never a lack of things to worry about. Let's say that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Never. I mean, there's always something that we can worry about.
Yeah.
And
well, this comes back too to that survey we did on our patients all those years ago. I know we've brought that up in the past,
mm-hmm.
but you know, when we first started the wellness program, we started surveying our patients about all different things, you know, but one of the categories in the survey talked about stress. And we asked everybody, are you stressed out? How stressed out are you on a scale of 1 to 10? What are you stressed out about? And every single person that filled out the survey, whether they were 18 or 95, had stress, like high levels of stress, a 6 or above on
right.
the scale of 1 to 10. And most of it is what you just said, you know, family, money, work, you know, just maybe they're sick,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so they worry about that. Or a family member. They worry about a family member,
right?
Whether, you know, they're just not, they've lost their way or, you know, maybe they're not doing the things that that person wants them to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever it is. But we tend in our society to make up things to be worried about if there's nothing to worry about.
Right. Well, you know, really, when it comes to worry, I mean, we're not victims of worry. We actually choose to worry.
Right.
Okay. And I know, and that's not, you know, listen, I'm a worrier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm preaching to myself too, you know, and that's not to devalue that worry that you may have.
Right.
Okay. So in no way are we trying to devalue that worry that you may have. But the reality is that we do worry. We bring it upon ourselves because honestly, what good does it do to worry? Okay. And I'm saying this because I choose to worry many times about things that I have no control over.
Right.
That I have no control over, and I just drive myself crazy. And I've had to learn ways of managing that worry because it's in the brain.
Yeah.
It's in the brain. And
I think it gets pre-programmed. Like, I think even since birth, like, I just think there are some people that are more prone to worry than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you look at our children, for example, and we have two children that don't hardly worry about anything at all. And we have two children who worry about everything.
Yeah.
So I think it's just kind of ingrained in you. And it's hard to get out of it if you are a worrier.
It is. It's hard. I mean, I remember as a child, once I realized who Santa Claus was, okay? And I was, you know, I don't know. Maybe I was like 11, 12, mm-hmm. 13. So I, up to those years, you know, I believed in Santa Claus. And I remember when I realized who Santa Claus was. Well, from then on out, I was always worried about whether my parents, you know, had enough money to get the gifts for my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember one Christmas, my dad was a carpenter and very, very talented, and just did beautiful work. And for one Christmas, he had made these some pieces of furniture in, you know, like these little things for that you could sit at as a girl, mm-hmm. and have like your little
tea party or something.
Yeah. I mean, just really beautiful pieces of you know, masterwork that he had done. And that's what he had made for my sisters. And I was just worried that, because he had to go to his shop to pick him up on Christmas Eve and bring them home. And I remember, I'm probably like 12, and I'm worried.
That he wasn't going to get them there or something?
No, that they weren't going to get home, you know, in one piece. Because I remember it was windy that night, and I was worried, you know, wow. Are my sisters going to have mm-hmm. gifts from Santa the next mm-hmm. day? Because they didn't know yet. At mm-hmm. that point, they still believed in Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I remember my mom saying, "Sweetie, you know what? This isn't for you to be worried about. This is something for your dad and I to be worried about." Mm-hmm. Okay, you shouldn't be worried about that. So it's true. I think from the time I was young, I've been a worrier. But as an adult, I've had to learn how to control mm-hmm. those thoughts in my head.
That stuff can really drag you down.
Yeah.
Really drag you down.
It's very emotionally draining. And physically, I mean, because it's so draining emotionally that you just feel exhausted.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the reality is that a lot of times, and there's a saying, and I can't remember, I think it was Mark Twain who said it, mm-hmm. and I'm probably going to like really mess it up the way I say, but the basically his saying just said, in summary, that we end up worrying about things, the majority of which will probably never even happen.
Right.
Okay? We worry about, well, what if this? You know, because we're fast-forwarding in our heads.
Right.
We're fast-forwarding into the future and worrying about, well, what if this happens? What's going to happen then?
Right.
How's this going to affect me? And
what can I do about it now?
Yeah. And the majority.
To avoid that.
Exactly.
And then that never ends up happening.
That never happens. Yeah. The majority of the things that we worry about never even come to fruition.
Right.
And so worrying doesn't
why bother?
Add. Yeah. Well, it doesn't add any life to you. Okay. Right. In fact, worry is like a cancer.
Yeah.
It really is like a cancer.
I mean, life sucker.
It does. And it does affect your health. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so this is how we bring it into our wellness, our digestive wellness program. Okay. It comes into our A section, the activating the mind, body, and soul, because it sucks the life and the health out of your body.
Right.
Right. It is very, you know, worry is it could be a very negative thing.
Well, it puts a lot of stress on the body, unneeded stress on mm-hmm. the body. And whenever there's too much stress on the body, it attacks the cells of the body. It releases free radicals. It makes it difficult for the body to detox.
That's right.
So there's all these like chemical functions that are going on in the body. But when we put too much stress, you know, stress that we're putting on ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're not on our own. But when we put all this added stress on ourselves, it makes it very difficult for our body to function
right.
properly.
Right. So that's absolutely right. You know, let's take an example of something that we worry about. Okay. For example, I'm going to say for me, one of my present worries is our son, our 20-year-old son, who's in college. I mean, honestly, that's one that I've already worked with. But let's say, because I know that he's a junior and he's exploring, mm-hmm. exploring and discovering, mm-hmm. discovering life.
Young adulthood. You know, this is the time in your life where you go out and do things, and it's one of those things where what your parents don't know don't hurt them.
Right.
You know.
Right. You know, and so I could drive myself really crazy, mm-hmm. with thinking, okay, you know.
What's he doing?
Mm-hmm. You know, if he's going to have, mm-hmm. sex, mm-hmm. You know, is he going to use protection? Mm-hmm. If he's going to go out to a party and he's, mm-hmm. going to drink, is he going to get a ride with someone, mm-hmm. or Uber it, you know? Is he studying? Is he keeping his grades up? Mm-hmm. Is he doing this? Is he texting while he's driving, mm-hmm. you know?
Every single little thing.
And basically, you know, I just basically came to a point where I thought, you know what? What good does it do me to worry? It's definitely not adding any life to me. And there is absolutely nothing there's nothing I can do.
It's not like you're affecting him.
No, I mean, I've counseled him and we've taught him. We taught him about the birds and the bees, mm-hmm. for years and years. We drove him crazy. And even, mm-hmm. recently, we've talked to him. And all we can do is just know that we've done our best in teaching him. Mm-hmm. And the rest, you know what? We're going to have to trust that he will make good decisions. And also for us, I mean, we also trust that God will protect him.
Right.
Right? And at that point, just let it go.
Let it go.
Just let it go.
That's been becoming a very popular phrase around here.
Yeah. Just let it go. That's right. You know, another thing I worry about on a daily basis, I could drive myself crazy, is because, is worried about, you know, with my patients, and, you know, I tend to get backed up with calling patients with results on labs and x-rays, you know, CAT scans and ultrasound results, you know, because I'm at the hospital or at the endoscopy center scoping all day long. Mm-hmm. And then I'm getting messages, and, you know, and I get behind, and, you know, and it gets me all like worked up inside, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, what, I can only do what I can do.
Yeah.
Okay. I work very hard.
Yeah.
You know, I can wake up early in the morning, which I do, mm-hmm. wake up early to work on that stuff, but worrying about it isn't going to...
Well, it actually takes up more energy and time.
It does.
When you spend like part of your brain energy and time worrying, it takes away from actually getting real things done.
Exactly.
Right? So...
But you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I have to be very intentional, and I have to... When I feel any worry coming in, and I always feel it in my stomach, mm-hmm. I have to say no. I'm not going to worry about this.
Right.
Because it doesn't do any good. Right. It's not going to change the circumstance. And I have to just trust in God.
Right.
For me, I have to trust in God. And, you know, and there are some verses in the Bible that talk about the fact that if God is so concerned about the birds, mm-hmm. and the lilies, the flowers.
Yeah.
How much more concerned is he about us?
Right.
To make sure that we have food and clothes, mm-hmm. and you know, the things that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we have to trust.
Mm-hmm.
We have to trust. Okay. So whoever your higher power is, for me, it's God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has a higher power. Whoever that would be, that's who you need to trust.
Right. Yeah. And just not try... It's kind of a control thing, right? Like, we want to be in control of our future.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the future is not up to us.
Right.
And what I've learned and what I've been trying to focus on, and this is what we teach in the DNA too, but is to live day by day,
mm-hmm.
and to enjoy the day that's set forth in front of you, and try not to think about the future, because the less you think about the future and what could happen or what might happen, that's when worry sets in. All these things get into your head and you get wrapped up into, like you said, all these things that are never going to happen anyway. So why bother?
Right.
You know, focus on today, focus on the things that are important right now, enjoy the things that are happening right now. Otherwise, you look back, you spend your whole life worrying, and then you look back and you lost however many years. You don't even know what happened, mm-hmm. right? Because you spent the whole time worrying. So that's what it just, I mean, a lot of the tips you gave, you know, plus trying not to control the future,
yeah.
you know, let it unfold on its own. and enjoy the journey, so to speak.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on our next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.